Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bav Metzia, daf Hey. We left off on daf Dalid Amud Beis. We are holding at Masiv Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman, about 10 lines from the end of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Bas Simcha Leah Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian, for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and for our captives. They should all come home safely. We are going to discuss today, well, we're right in the middle of a sugya, about Heilach, that we know that when a person is Modu B'Mikzas HaTayna, he's going to be Chayiv Shavua. But what if he's not just Modu B'Mikzas, but the Mikzas that he's Modu, and he says Heilach, and here it is, and he's willing to be makne to the guy right there on the spot? Do we consider that to be a Modu B'Mikzas that you take a Shavua on as well? So we're going to have two more rayas in the sugyas of Heilach. Both rayas are going to point in the direction that Heilach is Chayiv, that Heilach, in fact, has a din of Modu B'Mikzas. Then the Gemara is going to go back to a previous discussion about whether when Edim say that you owe Mikzas, you're going to be Chayiv Shavua. You're Kofar HaKol, the guy, the Nitva himself, denies everything. But Edim come and say he owes Mikzas, so we have another couple of rayas as to whether that is going to be Mechayiv, a Shavuas Modu B'Mikzas. Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to try to formulate what the exact wording of the Shavua is in our Mishnah, and why the wording is such. Meaning in our Mishnah, Shnai Mochs and Betalis, each one takes a Shavua that they don't have less than half. Why doesn't each one take a Shavua that I own half? Why doesn't each one take a Shavua that I own the whole thing? Why is it that the Shavua is formulated the way it is, and what exactly is that formulation? And then the rest of Amud Beis, and going into Amud Aleph of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to have six rayas whether someone who's chashal mamona is necessarily chashal shavua. Meaning, if we suspect that a person is perhaps involved in monetary wrongdoing, so we're going to make him take a shavua. The guy's going to lie, maybe. Do we assume that someone who's chashal on mamon is going to be chashal on a shavua as well? So let's pick up with Masiv Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman, Talad Amud Beis, about 12 lines from the end of the page. So Masiv Marzutra Breid Rav Nachman, so he challenges Rav Sheshes from a Mishnah Mesecha Shavuos. Tana Kelim V'Karkaos V'Hoda B'Kelim. If a guy makes a taina that you owe me both Kelim and Karkaos, and the fellow responds, I agree that I owe you Kelim, but V'Kafar B'Karkaos, but he denies owing any karkaos, or the reverse, hodu b'karkaos v'kafar b'kelim. He admits that he owes karkaos, but he denies owing kelim. Potter, then he's potter in shvuas modu b'mikzas, because a shvua that involves kfiras, a taina that involves kfiras karkaos, or hoda'as karkaos, is not going to be mechayev a shvua. It's part of ein nishba'in ala karkaos. Hodu b'mikzas karkaos potter. Similarly, if he's modu that he owes some of the karkaos, we're not, you're potter from a shvua, because there is no shvua on kfiras karkaos, nor on hoda'as karkaos, is not going to be mevi l'idei shvua. But mikzas kelim chayiv, but if he admits that he owes some of the kelim that you claim that I owe, then he's chayiv shvua's modu b'mikzas on the kelim, because he was moda in mikzas of the kelim. And once he's taking a shvua on the mikzas of the kelim, then we're going to be megalgal on him a shvua on the karka as well. So time at the kelim karkos, the karka lav bashvuahi. That sounds like the whole reason he doesn't take a shvua in the first three cases of the Mishnah is because it was kelim and karka is not considered a bashvua. It's not something you can take a shvua on. But kelim the kelim dumya the kelim karkos. But if you were to have a case where where someone says you owe me this amount of kelim, and he's moda b'mikzas on a smaller amount of kelim, but it would be similar to kelim v'karkaos, then chayiv. Meaning, if you had a case of kelim v'kelim that in some way was similar to a case of kelim v'karkaos, you'd be chayiv. Well, hey chidami, what does that mean? A case of kelim v'kelim that's similar to kelim v'karkaos? Well, very simply, lav da amar lei Heilach, doesn't that Ushmamina Heilach Chayiv? A case of Kelim v'Kelim that's similar to Kelim v'Karkos is where you say, Heilach, here are the Kelim that I owe you. That's very similar to what you would do with Karka, and therefore Heilach is going to be Chayiv. The Pashtus is, what we mean to say is, that when you're Modu b'Karkos, it's always Heilach, because the Karka is always Be'en, and it's as if the guy has already collected it. So since by Karka, by definition, it's Heilach, so in a case of Kelim that actually is Shelech. So that would be something that that you'd be chayiv shvuas modu b'miktsas. That's the implication. Now the Tosfos points out there is a way that you could have a case of karka that's not helach. In fact, the Gemara on Amud Aleph today is going to bring such a way that you could have a case of helach that is not karka, and therefore the Gemara, a case of karka rather that is not helach. So the Gemara could have just said, therefore there is no diuk to be made over here, right? Our whole diuk is, oh, if it were a case of kelim v'kelim that's similar to what is always true by karka, well, it's not always true by karka that karka is helach. But the Gemara, for whatever reason, is going to give a different answer and is not going to give that answer, that the assumption we're making about karka, that karka is always helach, is simply not a true assumption. The Ritva and the Tosas HaRash understand our Gemara differently, that the Gemara is being medayik, that helach is chayiv, not from the fact that karka by definition is always helach. And Achinami, we're going to show in the Gemara, karka by definition is not always helach. No, it's from the yisur of the Mishnah. It's the fact that the whole Mishnah is extra. Because in Maseches Shavuos, it says in Mishnah Mufreshes that ein nishman al karkaos. So the Mishnah in Shavuos that the Gemara quotes over here is an extra Mishnah. Because in Shavuos, membeis and membeis, it says beferush ein nishman al karkaos. We're quoting Shavuos Vav Milchesem based for blood earlier, which Lechara is extra. So it must be that the Tana wrote this Mishnah in order for us to make the diuk that kelim that are dom lekarka, meaning that are right in front of you, and therefore are helach, you're chayiv to take a Shavuah on. And on that, the Gemara answers that it's not an extra Mishnah, because it's coming to be Mechadesh, the dinim of from the dinim of Gilgal Shavuah, that you could be Mashbia on Karka as well. So it answers the Gemara. Now, lo, you cannot be Medayik from this Mishnah that if you're moda on kelim and you say helach on the kelim that you're being moda, then you chayiv shvus moda mitzvahs. The olam emelach kelim v'kelim nami potter. Maybe I'll really tell you that if you say helach and you're moda on kelim and you give those kelim right away, you're going to be potter. V'had l'ktani kelim v'karkaos. Why then does the Mishnah give the example of kelim v'karkaos if you'd even be potter if it were a case of kelim v'kelim? Hakam ashmelan hodav mitzvahs kelim chayiv af al karkaos. It's telling us that if you're moda mitzvahs kelim without a helach, then you're chayiv to take a shvua not only on the other kelim, you're chayiv to take a shvua on the karka as well. The din of Gilgal shvua says, wait, you're telling me that the whole chiddush of this Mishnah is zokikin, the din of Gilgal shvua, that once he's taking a shvua on kelim, we're going to be megalgal the shvua on karka as well? Tanina, that's a Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. Zokin and chasim shein lemachrayis, says chasim sheish lemachrayis lishav Aleim, that we already know that once you're taking a shavua on non-karka, we could be megalgal a shavua on karka. So how could it be that the Mishnah Shavuos is taught to teach me that chiddush of Gilgal Shavua? It's not a chiddush. I already know it from the Mishnah in Kiddushin. Says Mara Hacha Iker Hasamagav Gvar Nasva. What do you think is the primary source for Gilgal Shavua? A Mishnah in Kiddushin about getting married, or a Mishnah in Shavuos, which is all about Shavuah? So obviously, the Mishnah in Shavuos is the primary source, and it just happens to come up in Kiddushin, so we mention it again in Kiddushin. But the primary source is the Mishnah in Shavuos. That's the topic. So ask the Gemara, Ulman Diyamar Helech Pater, we're still in the Sugya, is Helech Chayiv or is Helech Pater when you're Modu B'Mitzas, but you're not just Modu B'Mitzas, you say Helech on the Mitzas. Is that considered a Modu B'Mitzas that's Chayiv Shavuah or Pater? So if you assume like the Shita that Helech is Pater, I might Yisrach Kra, Lamute Karka Mishvua. Why do I need an extra pasuk to tell me that Ein Nishbotin Ala Karkaos Hakol Karka Helechu? Every Karka is Helech. By definition, Karka is Helech. So if you're going to tell me that Helech is Pater, so of course you're not going to take a Shavua on Karka. Karka is always Helech because it's always right there. So this is the Gemara we referred to before. The Gemara says, no, that's not true. Not every Karka is Helech. Amar Lach, Rav Sheshes would respond, Isur Kra, there's a need for a pasuk to tell me that ain't Nishman al Karkaos, Hecha, for a case where a person is Tovea from his friend two Karkaos, and the Nitva's Moda in one of the Karkaos, and we're talking about the Chafra Baboro Shichun Ma'oros, that the Karka that he was Moda in, he had destroyed, and therefore it's not Helach, because he had ruined the land, and therefore he has to pay for that Nezek. So the pasuk is teaching us that that any hoda b'karka is not going to be mechayev shvuah, even when it doesn't involve helach. It's when it involves helach, Helach, which is most of the cases of Karkaos, say Nachinami, I already know that Helach is Pata from Shavuos Mod Mitzvahs. But even if it doesn't involve Helach, you still lay Nishbat on Karkaos. That's the Chiddush. That is at least the way Rashi reads our Gemara, that he asked for two lands, he was Moda in one land, the one he was Moda in, he was Chofra Babor Shichon Ma'oros. The Rambam understands a little differently. They were talking about that after he was Chofer, that a guy was Chofer Bekarka Chavero, Boru Shichon Ma'oros, and the Balakarka was Tover from him the payment for Shtei Ma'oros that he was Chofer, and the Nitva says, look, I was only Chofer one of them. I didn't make two giant holes, gaping holes in your land. So in such a case, you're not going to swear Shavuos Modu Mitzas because that's a Shavua ala Karkaos, but the Ptur is not Midin Helach because the Tviya is really not, he's not asking for Karka, he's asking for Mamon. I mean, everyone agrees this Karka belongs to the Toveya. There's no, he's not making a taina that you owe me Karka. He's saying, you came into my land and you ruined it. You dumped two gigantic holes in the middle of my field. And he says, no, I dug one gigantic hole in the middle of your field, and I'm willing to pay for that. I'm willing to pay to have that filled in. But the other one, I did not dig. So that since the whole taina is about mamon as far as it relates to karka, so it's the din of Einish Ban al Karkos is going to be operative. But it's not Helach, because he's not giving him the money on the spot, but it is Einish Ban al Karkos. The Ravid says, what do you mean? That's not Einish Ban al Karkos. There's no taina about karka. The whole taina is about money. Why do you owe me money? Because you dug in my karka. But he's not asking for karka. He's asking for money. So the Ravid says, that can't be what's going on in our Gemara. And that's why we explained, like Rashi, where the fellow asked, he said, you owe me two karkos. He said, I owe you one karka, the one that I happen to have just destroyed by digging it up, and the other karka I don't owe you. So that's how Rashi understands. Inami, or another way that I would need the pasuk of Einishman that teaches Einishman al karkos, Heichad Ditanu Kelim karkos, Vahod Bekelim Kafram karkos, where you ask for Kelim and karkos, and the Nitva says, I agree that I owe you Kelim, but I deny owing you karkos. So in that case, it's not Helach, because what he is admitting to is not karka. We only assume that every karka is Helach because we assumed that when you're moda on karka, it's Helach, because karka is always there. But if what you were moda on was kelim and what you denied was karka, well, then it's not a case of Helach. So there you have two possibilities of how you could have a case of moda b'mitzas on karka where it is not Helach. And therefore, even if you hold Helach as pater, I need an additional limud to tell me that ein nishba and ala karkaos. So says Gemara, let's bring another raya about whether Helach is chayev or not. Toshima. The Tani Rami Bar Chama, Arba'a Shomrin, the Dalit Shomrin that pater themselves with whatever taina would work to pater themselves, depending on what type of Shomer they are, Tzrichin Kfir B'mitzvahs V'odah B'mitzvahs. In order, for them to take a Shavua, they also need to have an element of Moda B'mitzvahs and Kofar B'mitzvahs in whatever they're tainaing. So the four Shomrim are Shomer Chinam, who's Pater on everything except for Pshia, Vashoel, who's Chayiv even on Onas, he's only Pater if the Behem is Mesa Machmas Malacha, and Nosi Sachar, Shomer gets paid to do a Shmiru, he's Chayiv in Gnei Vaveda, who's Pater on Onas, Vasocher, and someone who rents an animal to work with it, so some hold he has the din of a Shomer Chinam, and some hold he has the din of a Shomer Sachar. Now they need to do Kfira B'mitzas and Oda'a B'mitzas. And then there has to be a third animal about which we're talking about, whether it was Onus or Pshir or whatever, where you're going to be Chayv or Potter, where you're going to take a Shavuos. So it turns out that the Shavuos HaShomrim will only be operative in a case where the Mafkid Tainas, look, I gave you three animals to watch, and I would like you to return all three animals. One of the animals the guy is Moda to, and that's the Hoda'a B'miksas. A second animal, he says, Lahadam, you never gave me anything, or I already gave it back to you, that's Kfira B'miksas, and that's the Shavua Moda B'miksas. And then the third animal, the Shomer says, oh, it got stolen. And that's what he has to take a Shavua, Shavuos HaShomrim, that it's not B'rishuso. But the Shavuos HaShomrim only becomes operative when there's also a Moda B'miksas. That's the great Chiddush of Rami Bar Chama. Sahei Chidami, Lav Damar Lehelach. What are we talking about? Aren't we talking about that the Shomer is Moda, that the first animal is around, and the Mafkid could just go take it? So isn't that a case of Helach? So since the Torah is mechayev a shomer to take a shvuas modav b'mitzas, you see that halach is going to be chayev, because whenever I have a pikadon of yours and you're asking for it back, and I'm modah that I have some, at least some of that pikadon, that's by definition halach. I'm saying, here, take it, it's yours. It's not about money that I have to come up with the money. It's a pikadon, it's a thing, and it's there. So says Merlot, we're talking about the behema. We're not talking about where the behemoth is there and you could just take it where it's a case of halach. Darmalei, the case is, the mafkid says to the shomer, shalosh paros masati lach umesukulu. I gave you three paros and they all died bipshia, and I think they all died with your negligence, and therefore you need to pay me for all three of them. So he's asking for money. He's not asking for the behemoths. The behemoths are all dead. So he's only asking for money. And the shomer responds, chada lahadam. One of them, I'm kofer. I absolutely deny, never happened, you never gave it to me. V'chada, mesa ba'ones. One of them, it died, but it wasn't my pshia, it was ones, and therefore I'm going to have to take a shvos a shomerman. V'chada, mesa b'pshia, debi'in a shlumelach. And one of them, a moda'an. One of them, you're right, was my negligence, and I in fact have to pay you for it. To lav helachu. So there, in that which he's moda, it's not helach, because the one that he's moda, he's saying it was mesa b'pshia, which means I owe you money. But it's not that, here, go take your animal, because the animal is already dead. So not every case of a pikadon is it necessarily a case of halach. So now the Gemara goes back to the other discussion of Rabbi Chiyo, which was the discussion where if Reuven says to Shimon, you owe me $100. Shimon says, I owe you zero. He's kofar hakol. But two Adim say that he owes 50, well, that he's also chayv shvus modem mitzas. So the Gemara is going to try to bring another couple of rayas in that sugya. So Tashma, let's bring a raya. The Tani Avua, the Rabbi Aputriki, Afturiki, Rabbi Chiyo, Kamaisa, according to the first din of Rabbi Chiyo, then manali biyar kavalam and chaviyadi klum. He claims $100. He denies everything. Ve'edim idim asoshiyish bedu chamishim zuz, and Edim testify that he owes some of the money. Yachli yishav al ashar. You might think that you take a shvus modu mitzas. Tamalomar akal aveda sheyomar ki huzet. That only when in such a case you chayiv. Sounds like in every that he's being moda in something. He's being kofar on the rest. And the Chacham tell me that you chayiv a shvua on that which you're kofar. So we're medayik from the lashon of the pasuk. That you're only chayv shvus modem mitzas when you were moda b'mitzas. But now, then, when we happen to know that you own mitzas as a result of Edim testifying that, so isn't that a raya against Rabbi Chiyah? Rabbi Chiyah said that even when there are Edim to mitzas, you're going to be chayv shvua. So masnisa karamis haled Rabbi Chiyah. What you're asking is Steve, that there's a mishnah or brisa against Rabbi Chiyah? Rabbi Chiyah tana hu palik. That's no problem. Rabbi Chiyah is a tana. He's allowed to argue. So Rabbi Chiyah holds that you're chayiv in a chinami. The brisa holds that you're potter. Vakrapa amar, but the brisa wasn't saying it on its own. The brisa had a pasuk that said not that way. So what's Rabbi Chiyah going to do with the pasuk? What do you mean? What's Rabbi Chiyah going to do with the pasuk? Ki uzad, that's the pasuk about modem b'mitzas. So Rabbi Chiyah will tell me that pasuk is about Moda b'mitzas, that you chayiv a shvua. It's not about that there's Eden that you owe mitzas. So that's what the pasuk's about. Vavuad Rabbi Afturiki Amalach, doesn't he also use the pasuk for moda b'mitzas? How's he going to learn a separate din of Eden on mitzas from this pasuk? Well, he'll tell you, ksiv hu, uksiv ze, chad l'moda b'mitzas taina, v'chad l'adas Eden to potter. That one is telling me moda b'mitzas taina, and the other from the second verse tell me that if there are hadas edim mitzvah sataina, that the nitva is potter from taking a shvua v'idach. And Rabbi Chiyah, what's he going to learn from those words? Chad the modem mitzvah sataina v'chad the modem minataina. One to tell me modem mitzvah sataina, and the other to tell me that there's another din within modem mitzvahs that you're only considered modem mitzvahs if that which you're moda is the same min that the person is asking you for. If the guy says you owe me 100 bushels of chitim, and you say, I owe barley, I owe sa'orim, and not chitim, that's not even miminataina, then there's no shvuas modem mitzvahs. That's the second limud from the pasuk. The second limud from the pasuk is not about edim, second limud from the pasuk is about minataina. V'idach, and the time of the brisa, how does he know that you need mi minataina? Modem minataina, lesley. He doesn't know it. He disagrees. He thinks that you could be a modem mitzvahs even when it's not mi minataina, because the summer like Ramangam. He holds like Rabbi Gamliel, like that says in the Mishnah Shavuos, Tanu Chitin Vadlo B'Saorin Potter. Rabbi Gamliel Mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel holds that if a guy asks for Chitin and I'm Modin Saorim, that I'm going to be chayev a shvua on the kfiras hachitim, on the chitim that I deny owing you. And what happens with the sa'orim? What happens with the sa'orim? I was moda that I owed you sa'orim, so do I have to pay that? Says Tosfos in Baba Kama Daf Lamed Hey, no, you're pater on the sa'orim also, because he never asked you for the sa'orim, so you're pater on the sa'orim. And on the chitim that he's asking you for, you take a shvua, and then you're pater from that as well. So why is it that you're pater on the sa'orim? You're moda that you owe the sa'orim, so shouldn't you have to pay at least sa'orim or the value of sa'orim? So Rashi explains, and Tosfos over there explains, that the reason is because the Toveya was not Toveya Sa'orim, and therefore it's Ki'ilu, he was Mochel on it. Meaning, even though you're saying, yes, I owe you Sa'orim, but the fact that you didn't ask me for Sa'orim is an indication of your Mechila on the Sa'orim, and Mela, I don't have to pay you for Sa'orim. The Rosh quotes a Ramah, who says that calls man that there's no Tviya on the Sa'orim, the Nitva that's Modu B'Sa'orim could say, Mishata Yisibach, that when I said I owe you Sa'orim, it was just a joke. Meaning, Haraya, it's a joke, you never asked for Sa'orim. Why would I volunteer such information if it was something you never even asked for? So I was just messing around with you, as if you're saying, I owe you chitim, I owe you sorim too? That's all they meant. The Rosh himself says that since he was not tovei sorim, it's hodas baldin, that he's not chayiv sorim, and hodas baldin is kamei edim dami. So meaning as much as he's being molded, the other guy's also being molded, that he doesn't owe it. Okay, for however you want to learn it, but if molded b'chitim v'hodas b'sorim, the machlokas is, do you have to take a shvua on the chitim? But on the sa'orim, everyone's going to agree that you're going to be pater. Okay, now the Gemara brings a raya where we paskin halacha like Rabbi Chiya's first din about Aiden that testify that you owe miktsas ha'taina. How raya? There was a shepherd. Every day the people from the city would provide him with their animals to go and shepherd, but they always were careful to appoint Aiden to watch the transaction. That look, we're giving him this number of animals, always in front of Edom. Yom Echad Masule Belo Sahadi. One day they built up enough trust in him. They said, "No, we're not going to require Edom today. We'll just give him the animals." L'sof. And then at the end of the day, when the Bailim came to get their animals back, Amr Lahu Lahadam. He said back that Lo Yedvar Me'alam. I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me any animals today. Meaning he was opportunistic. He saw an opportunity that they decided not to have Edom watch the animals being given to him. So he denied the whole thing. Asu Sahadi Asidu Bei Dachal Tarti Minayu. Witnesses came and testified that he had eaten two of these animals that belonged to other people. So I'm Rabbi Zeri, Misalid Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. If the halacha is like the first din of Rabbi Chiya, that Edim testifying about Mitzas Ataina is Mechaye Veshvuas Moda Mitzas Mishtav Ashara, then this shepherd should have to swear about all of the other animals as well. Because the two animals we know that he ate from Edim, that's Edim on Mitzas Ataina, Mimela, he's going to have to take a Shvuah on the rest. What do you mean we're going to make him take a shvua? He's a gazlan. Edom were made that he ate someone else's animals. If Rabbi Chiya said his din by a malva, by a milva, or by a pikadon, where there's such a svara that he's not really a gazlan. Look, I'm denying it right now because I need a little extra time to come up with the money, something like that. So I'll trust the guy to take a shvua. But when you know for sure the guy's a gazlan, you know that he went and he ate the animals. So you can't trust him to take a shvuah. Amalei shekenegdo kamina. He said, yeah, inochinami. I didn't mean that he should take a shvuah. I meant that since he's really obligated to take a shvuah, and he's unable to because he's a liar, he's a gazlan, so then the halacha is, if he's unable to take a shvuah, we just flip the shvuah onto the other parties, meaning anyone who wants their animals back takes a shvuah that they're owed their animals, and then they'll get their animals back. Tosla struggles with the issue. Why is it when you're chashar al shvuah, the chamor mesak, that we make the other guy take the shvua? Why don't we just say mitoch shen yachal lishav mishalem? Right? Like if you say man libiyatcha, the guy's modu b'chamishim, and he says, and the other chamishim eni yodeya. Right? When he's modu b'mitzas, but he's not kofer b'mitzas. He says eni yodeya. So technically, he's a modu b'mitzas. He's chayev in the shvua. But what's he supposed to say? I don't know you the rest. It's eni yodeya. He cannot take a shvua. So in that case, we say mitoch shen yachal lishav mishalem. So why in that case, if you can't take a shvua, you pay? But when you you're a gazlan who can't take a shvua, we flip the shvua over to the other guy. So Tos says that if, by a case of a chashud, if you were to say mitok sheni yachol lishava mishalim, then what all people are going to do is they'll give things to people who are a chashud, and then they'll be toveya them more than they gave them. The guy's going to be modu b'mitzvos, he's going to be chayv a shvua, and since he's not able to take a shvua, he's going to have to pay. So you'll engineer the system where you'll always get your payment from such people. Also, Tosa suggests that by chamishim ani chayv, chamishim ani yodea, we say that that the guy should swear, but he's not able to swear because he's ani yodea. But by a chashud, we never tell the guy to swear in the first place, meaning the chiyuv never is chal on him in the first place. So it's a matter of the mechanics of, is it that there's a chiyuv chal and then it's flipped to the other person, or that there's no chiyuv chal at all. So when there's a chiyuv that's chal on him, we never flip that to somebody else. That we say, okay, if you can't do your chiyuv, you're just going to have to pay. But when we can never be imposed the chiyuv in the first place, then it gets flipped to the other party. Okay, so ask the Gemara, why does Rabbi Zera require the din of Rabbi Chiya in order to be mechayev a shvua on this roa that ate two of the animals? And then we say, okay, but he can't take the shvua, so we make the other guy take the shvua. Hashanami didlasa Rabbi Chiya, even leaving out Rabbi Chiya's din, we should be mechayev a shvua anyway based on Rav Nachman's din. Ditanan, because that same Mishnah in Masech Shvua says, manali biyadcha, a guy says, you owe me $100, ein lecha biyadi, he's kofar hakol, he denies everything, potter, he does not have to take a shvua. But from Rav Nachman, mashbinos a shvua sesis. He's potter from shvua midaraisa, but he still needs to take a shvua sesis midrabanan. So why do we need to tell me, why do I need to rely on Rabbi Chiya? Oh, because there are Edom that he ate two of the animals, that's why it's a mother mitzvah, and therefore there's a chiv shvua over here. No, it's a chiv shvua anyway, because there's always a shvua sesis. Even a kofar hakol has a chiv shvua. So it says, Rav Nachman takantihi. The din of Rav Nachman that is mechayiv a shvua sesis is itself only a takana midrabanan, v'takanta l'takanta lo avdinan. And we don't make a takana on a takana midrabanan. So the idea of flipping the shvua to the other guy is only a takana midrabanan, so we're not going to make a takana on that which was only a takana to begin with. And therefore, in order for us to be able to flip the shvua onto the other party, it needs to be that there's a real chiyuv shvua on the first guy. A chiyuv shvua midaraisa. That's only if you assume that Edom testify about mitzvahs that you have a real chiyuv shvua. If it's just about shvua sesis, that's not enough to then flip the shvua onto the other party. That takanta le takanta lo avdina. And I saw the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta, they quote a Chuvus Bitzala Chachmar, Bitzala Stern, who's a Rav in Australia. He has a suffix whether there's a part of the chiyuv of chinuch is to be mechanich and tashlumin. Child misses a davening. Do you say daven tushma nesreis next time? So what's his argument? He says, well, the chiyuv of chinuch is only takana midrabanan. So maybe a takanta le takanta lo avdinan. Whenever you're going and being mesakin that which was initially only a takana, maybe we don't have such a thing of takanta le takanta. And he brings a raya from Tosos Maseches Chagiga that Chum were mesakin mitzvahs chinuch even for tashlumin mitzvah. But he's mefakbek in the raya, and ultimately he settles on the raya from our sugya. So that's what they discuss. What about a katan is yigil l'chinuch, and he goes l'derech kodem Purim. Before Purim, he's going to be traveling, and he's not going to be able to hear the Megillah on Yadalid or Tesvav. So should the father be mechanech him to hear Megillah on Yadalid, Yibayz, Yigimel, like the first Mishnah Megillah? Maybe takanta l'takanta lo avdinan. In Shuvas Lahoros Nasan, he says, no, of course we're mechanech children if he forgets the daven to do tefillah. If he forgets Havdalah Motzai Shabbos Kodesh, so you do Havdalah on Sunday, right? Meaning we do all of these things as part of the din of chinuch as well. They're not that's different than takanta the takanta lo avdinan. So now the Gemara goes back to Abayi, who said that you can't be mashpia the roa because they're edim that he stole and a gazlan is possible in the shvua. The tape davale roa. Forget about the fact that I know that he stole two animals. Every shepherd is presumed to be a gazlan, so every roa should be possible from a shvua. Avam Rav Yehuda, stam roa is possible. So lo kasha, hadi day, hadi alma. Now it depends. If he's a roa of his own behemos, then we assume a stam roa is possible because he's going to let his animals graze in other people's fields. But when he's a roa of other people's animals, nah, there's a minimal benefit for him to let the animals graze in other people's fields because he doesn't get to keep the animals anyway. So for other people's stuff, he's not going to risk violating such averos. Because if you're not going to say that, Roa, who's shepherding other people's sheep, is presumed to be honest, then how would we ever be allowed to give a Roa any sheep? It would be a violation of Lifnei Iver, because he's going to go take these animals, he's going to be Roa b'stei acherim. It's terrible. How could we promote such a thing? No, we have this chazaka that a person would not allow other people's animals to graze in fields that don't belong to him, because what benefit is there to him in doing that? Now the Ritva raises the question that the Gemara seems to assume that if he were suspect of bringing your animals into stolen fields, then it would be a violation of Lifnei Iver. Why is that true? If he happens to have his own animals, or other people already gave him animals, so he's going to be going anyway, so is that Lifnei Iver? Isn't the geder of Lifnei Iver, as elaborated on the Gemara in the first paragraph of Masechta Avodah Zarah, that when it's trei abri dinar, it's Lifnei Iver, it's only when he couldn't do the Avera without you, that's Lifnei Iver. But if he's going to be doing the Avera anyway, and you're just encouraging it, you're pushing it along, you're doing, so that's not Lifnei Iver midar raisa. So Tosa says that it's true when he's able to take when he's able to take something on his own, giving it to him is not Lifnei Iver, but there's still an Isser Mesayeh Midrabanan, and therefore when the Roa has his own behemos, it's still going to be a problem. When the Gemara says Vaksiv Lifnei Iver L'Sitin Michshol, it doesn't mean to say that it's a violation of the Isser Daraisa Lifnei Iver. It means to say it's a violation of the Drabanan extension of Lifnei Iver. That in a Chanami, if he has his own animals, if he has other people's animals, you're doing a sort of kind of Lifnei Iver, the Drabanan extension of Lifnei Iver. I would have said, I don't know why the Rishonim don't say this, that he has his own animals, or he has other people's animals, they're going to eat X amount from other people's fields. But now that he's bringing my animals, they're going to eat X plus Y from other people's fields, because my animals are also going to eat. So that's something that he wouldn't have been able to do without my animals. So doesn't that invite or make it Lifnei Iver Daraisa? I don't know. I didn't see that the Rishonim said that, but l'chora, that's the Pashut answer. I don't know. So the Mishnah said, Zei Yishav Hashem L'Bapachas Michetzia. We discussed what exactly the Shavua is by Shnai Mochs and Batal. So each one swears that I do not have less than half of it. So ask the Gemara, Al Di Islay Mishtava? What exactly is the formulation of the Shavua? Is he taking a Shavua on the half that he does own? Meaning, does he really say, Shavua Sheyesh Li Ba Chetya? A Shavua that I own half? Oh, Al Di Islay Mishtava. Or is he taking a Shavua on that which he does not, that which he's not going to take? Meaning that he says, I don't own a third or a quarter of it. And this of the Shavua is Sheyesh as it appears in the Mishnah. Now the problem with that formulation, meaning, why would the Gemara raise this question? It says it in the Mishnah. So why would I think that the formulation is something other than what it says in the Mishnah? Because that formulation opens itself up to Rama'us. Because I don't have Pachas Michetzia might mean I have none of it, that I have zero. So I don't have less than half. I have zero. Less than half implies that I have some of it. So Amrav Huna, so the whole thing could be a lie. So Amrav Huna, Damr Shvur, Shiyesh Liba, Vein Liba Pachs Michatzia. No, we make him formulate it a little more carefully. We make him take a Shvur that, yes, I own some of it, and the portion of my ownership is no less than half. So that's, in that way, he can't later come and say, I didn't lie, I own none of it. None of it is not less than half. Less than half implies some. So no, you have to say that that you own some of it. The name is Shvua Shekula Shali. Why don't you just go more direct? The guy's claiming Animitzasi Akula Shali, so let him make a Shvua to that extent. So it says, no, we can't, because Amiya Vinale Kula, he's not going to walk out of Beis Din with Kula. So it's going to look ridiculous. A guy comes, we say, you need to take a Shvua that it's all yours. He does so, and then he walks away with only half of it. So that can't be. The name of Shvua Shechetzi Shali, let him take a Shvua that it's half his. Well, Marle Dibure, he's tinying that it's all his. So how can he take a Shvua that he only owns half of it when he tinies that he owns the whole thing? Well, now also, when he said Kula Shalom, and now he's saying that Ein Lo Ba Pachos Michetzi, it's also Marle Le Diburei. Da'amar Kula Shali Ule Devreichem, Shua Sheyesh Li Ba Vein Li Ba Pachos Michetzi. Look, I hold Kula Shali, the guy says, but according to you, that you're not going to believe me that Kula Shali, let me at least take a Shavua that I have ownership of it, that is no less than a half. So it's not directly against my taina. I would like to take a shvua that I'm owed the whole thing, but I know you're not going to give me that. So I'm going to take a shvua at least to cover as much as you're willing to give me. So now the Gemara moves on to the sugya that's going to bring us into tomorrow's daf already about whether someone who's chashla mamona is chashla shvua as well. If a guy's holding on to the talis, and the other guy's also holding on to the talis, shvua zolama, why do I need such a shvua? Let them split the talis without a shvua. Some It's a takana midrabanan that we don't want everyone just going grabbing someone else's talis. A guy's wearing his talis, you're going to grab it, he'll grab onto it to hold it, and then you'll say, ah, it's mine, kula shali. And then he'll be able to walk away with half of it without even a shvua. What do you mean, without even a shvua? That's what we're worried about. If we're worried about a guy doing that, how can we trust this guy to take a shvua? So, lo amin, amigo de chashamon, chashan shvuasa. Apparently, we do not think that just because someone is chashra mamona, that he's going to be chashra ashvuasa, because we assume that people take shvuas sheker more seriously than they take other people's money. That's what the Gemara says in Masech Shvuas Taf Lamites, that the whole world shook when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, L'sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha L'shav. So Tosfos over here points to that Gemara. That's why people take shvua more seriously than they take mamon. It was with a certain sense of pachad. The Maritz Chayis on Tosos over there says that in the Gemara there's another chumra by Shua Sheker, that by all averos it says that if you do a tshuva from the averi, you're not going to get punished. But by Shua Sheker it says, ki lo yinakeh Hashem, meaning that even if you do tshuva, you're still going to be punished. So that's why people take it more seriously, because they know there's no simple way out. You can't simply do tshuva. So whatever it is, people take shvua more seriously. Di lo te ma'achi, because if you don't say that, haidam rachman, how could you ever have modem mimitzas taking a shvua? He's willing to be kofar on something that he owes. So how could, obviously we suspect that he's denying something that he actually owes. So the fact that we let him take a shvua is a raya that even though he's chashal amamon, he's not chashav a shvua. He's not chashal a shvua. Says Umar, nah, modem mimitzas is not a raya. Hasam ishtamut kamishtamit like the rabba. In the case of modem mimitzas, he wasn't really trying to get out of having to pay. He was trying to stall having to pay. He didn't want to pay now, so he was coming up with the reason why he can't pay now and he's going to pay later on. Teda, in the raya that we're not choshed, the guy of Gezela is the mother mitzvah, Tom Ravidi Barav, Tom Rav Chissa, Hakov b'mil v'kashu le'edus, b'pikadon pasu le'edus. If a person is kofer in a milvain, he says la'adam, and they testify against him that he did borrow, he's still kashu le'edus. But by pikadon, he's pasu le'edus. Why? What's the chilek between a milva and a pikadon? That by a milva we assume that yes, he lied when he denied owing the money, but he was only, we assume the best, we assume he was only lying in order to stall for time so that he will end up with enough money to be able to pay it back. He really plans on paying back. A pikadon, it's in your house, you know, if you want to pay it back, just take it out of your house and give it to the fella. So the fact that you're not giving it, that we assume is gzeila. So Ella says Gemara, another raya, whether we could prove migad d'chashamon d'chashashvua. Had the Tani Rami Bar Chama arba a shomen, that we said that the four shomen tzrichim kfir b'mitzas v'odav b'mitzas, in order to be chayiv v'shvua, they need to also have an element of modav b'mitzas in their case. Shomachin v'ashon l'tzach v'asochar, name a migad d'chashamon d'chashashvua. So why don't we say, since he's chashamon, he's chashar on the shvua as well, so you see that chashamon is not chashar on the shvua. So it says, well, no, hasam nami, over there by the shomer that's kofar, one of the animals, he denies owing one of the animals, he's not chashar to be stealing the animal. It was stolen from him, and he's claiming that lahadam, that he never got the animal, because he knows he'd be chayiv for a geneva, but he's not trying to get out of having to pay. He thinks he'll catch the ganav and he'll get the animal back. He just needs to buy himself some time. Or it was lost from him and he's chayiv for Veda, but he doesn't want to pay and he thinks that he'll find it eventually. He just needs more time to find it. Ihachi, if that's the case, HaKofer B'Pikadon, a case where a guy is Kofer B'Pikadon and an Edom testify that he received the Pikadon, Amai Pasul Eidos, why is he Pasul Eidos? Name is Shtamutika Mishtamit. Why don't we say the same thing, that he's just stalling for time, because really the Pikadon was stolen from him, and he just needs more time to find the Ganuf, or to find where it got lost. So Savar Ad Debachashna Umashkachnale, that he figures, until I search for it and I'm able to find it and return it, I'll be able to give it back without having to pay. And so the Gemara, no. You're right. Meaning, when do we say a kofar b'kadam is pasul le'edus? Not in the case where it was nignav or nevad. If it was nignav or nevad, he's not going to be pasul le'edus. Say, no, kanami. We assume the best about the guy. He's trying to find it. No, it's kagon tosu sadi v'asidu be. Edom come and testify that he shaita isin b'kadam beisei. That at that very moment that he was being kofar, the b'kadam was sitting there in his house. V'aviyada, and he knew about that. Inami davnach le'aviyada, or he was holding it in his hand, he had it in his pocket, and he knew about it. That's the kofar b'pikadon that's pasul le'edus. But a kofar b'pikadon that was nignav or nevad, he's not going to be pasul le'edus. So those are the first two rayas where the midah de chashan mona is chashan shvua. Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with four more rayas about that issue of midah de chashan mona, chashan shvua. Have a great day, everyone.